Lesson 5. Comparison.
Imagine you have one continuous and one dichotomous variable. And you want to determine if there is a difference in the level of this continuous variable between the subgroups, men and women. If the data is normally distributed for each subgroup, we can compare the mean of continuous variable between men and women. Here, the null hypothesis implies that there is no difference between the means. To test this hypothesis, we need to calculate a p-value, which can be calculated by independent t-test. And if the calculated p-value is less than 0.05, we reject the null hypothesis and claim a significant difference between two subgroups. As you can observe, in order to conduct an independent t-test, we need to meet specific assumptions, including having a dichotomous variable with two independent groups and a normal distribution within each subgroup. And one last assumption is checking for outliers and deal with them. An outlier is a data point that is significantly higher or lower compared to the rest of the dataset. Since independent t-test compared the means, we call it a parametric test. If any of these assumptions is violated, we can't use the independent t-test for our hypothesis. In this case, we base our null hypothesis on the medians and use a non-parametric test called the Mann-Whitney-U test to find the p-value. Another type of comparison is comparing the means of a continuous variable between three or more subgroups. And if we meet all the assumptions for a parametric test, we can use one-way ANOVA to calculate the p-value and accept or reject the null hypothesis. And in case of a violation of any assumption, we use the non-parametric Kruskal-Wallis test to obtain the p-value to compare the medians. In another type of comparison, we measure a continuous variable in the same group of people on two different occasions. In this case, we calculate the differences between two occasions as a new variable, and if it is normally distributed, we can use paired t-test to calculate the p-value and accept or reject the null hypothesis. And in case of violation of any assumption, we use non-parametric Wilcoxon test to calculate the p-value. Now, if we have two categorical variables, like gender and smoking, and we formulate a null hypothesis as there is no significant difference between proportions of smokers among men and women, then to calculate the p-value, we can use chi-square test. And since we have no metric variable here, this comparison can only be non-parametric. Thank you for watching.